Welcome to the Infrastructure Show. I'm your host, Professor Joseph Schoeffer of Northwestern University. The Infrastructure Show is designed to present to listeners the reality of America's infrastructure, its condition, why it is the way it is, and what can be done about it. We gratefully acknowledge contributions to sustain the Infrastructure Show from Dr. Robert Peskin, Dr. Raymond Ellis, and Andrea and Ron DeFeo. The U.S. freight railroad system is the envy of the world. In recent years, a different operating strategy that's called precision scheduled railroading has been adopted by most of the Class I railroads in this country. Originating with the late Hunter Harrison when he led the Canadian National Railroad, PSR has spread across the major railroads of the U.S. What is it, and why does it matter? To learn about that, we're talking with John Friedman, who's Vice President, Network Planning and Optimization for the Norfolk Southern Railroad. John, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the basics. What is PSR from the perspective of Norfolk Southern?
It's very simple. It's just keeping the steel wheels rolling, trying to keep our assets in constant motion so we can provide better service at the lowest possible cost.
How is it different than what you were doing before?
Well, it really is a different operating philosophy. We've adopted five principles, starting with serving our customers, managing our assets, controlling our costs, working safely, and developing people. And with that, we've come to have a focus on velocity, keeping things moving. That means running our trains on time, means switching cars from one train to the other in 6 hours or less, making sure those cars are exactly where they need to be, and of course, doing it all safely. And that's allowed us to make dramatic increases customer service, and significant reductions to our cost structure.
So how do you increase the speed? How do you do that switching in 6 hours or less?
Well, the first thing we had to do is clean sheet the railroad and go through and eliminate volumes of unproductive cars that for one reason or the other were sitting and getting in the way of the cars that needed to move. Once we did that, we reimagined the operating plan of each of our terminals, trying to design the tightest but yet achievable connections between one train and the other. That's enabled us to make dramatic improvements in customer service. For example, the on-time destination performance of our trains is 50% better this year than last.
So the word schedule in precision scheduled railroading sounds to me like it's a new feature that you haven't been able to do, the railroads haven't been able to do in the past.
Well, railroads have always had schedules. This is designing a set of schedules and the work processes that underlie them that we can achieve consistently. And there's a variety of things that underlie those that make that possible. But part of it is just focusing our managers the right way and making sure they're focusing on moving traffic as quickly and efficiently as possible so it doesn't sit in one place and congest a terminal, getting in the way of other traffic.
But in the past, why was it sitting in one place? Were you waiting for customers' cars to arrive?
Well, for example, we're part of a customer supply chain, right? And a customer, for example, that's receiving plastics may have had 3, 6, even 2 weeks worth of inventory sitting in our yard waiting to go into a customer's facility. That might be good for that particular customer, but those cars get in the way of other customers' cars. So we tried to work with our customers instead of having cars sit to have them go in, be loaded or unloaded promptly, and then get on their way.
So overall, how is that affecting your customers? Are they experiencing better service, different service?
They are. As I mentioned, our on-time performance is up. Our velocity is up. The availability of our shipments and our shipment consistency has improved. Shipment consistency at Norfolk Southern is defined as shipments arriving when they're supposed to or earlier. In fact, this year, almost 30% of our shipments are arriving a full day earlier than promised. Everybody likes it when their stuff gets there early.
So typically when you make a contract with a customer, are you making a commitment to delivering within a particular time window?
No.
So then how are you able to define earlier if you say the cars get there earlier? Is it earlier from what your expectations are or from the customer's expectations?
Every time a customer tenders us a shipment, we produce a trip plan. Just as, for example, when you ship something by UPS, UPS tells you when to expect the shipment. And so we measure ourselves against that original trip plan, what we've promised the customer. And that's the same way the customer measures it. So it's a shared metric between us.
So the kinds of reports, for example, that we see going to the Surface Transportation Board in terms of kind of aggregate railroad performance, those are getting better under PSR? I think there you report velocity, if I recall correctly.
We do. We do. We report three separate things in our public metrics. We report the number of cars online, which has been going down as we eliminate those rolling warehouses and keep cars moving. We report train speed, which is up substantially, more than 15% so far this year. And we report our terminal dwell, the amount of time cars spend sitting in terminals, which is down by almost a third.
So that seems quite substantial. But does it, you talked about moving customers' cars out of your yards where customers are using them effectively for warehousing. How are customers responding to that?
We've had to work with customers to help them adapt. But by and large, they've understood because we are providing better service. We're also providing more frequent service. Some of our customers, especially the lower volume ones, were only getting service two or three times a week. Now we're serving almost all of our customers at least 5 days a week, and the largest ones are getting 7 day a week service. So that's helping to move their cars through the network more rapidly as well.
So that does seem to deliver a benefit to them if they can. It's the same experience I have. If UPS comes every day, it's better than if they come once a week.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to be waiting and driving by a railroad yard and seeing the car sitting in the same place every day. Not the customer, not us.
How does this affect your interchanges with other railroads?
Well, what we've done is we've tried to come up with the best possible plan and then execute that day after day. If there's something goes wrong, that's a trigger, and we escalate that within the organization. But the best thing for interchange performance between railroads is consistency, and we've been able to dramatically improve our consistency.
But are your sister railroads all implementing PSR in the same way? I mean, do the systems dovetail well?
Every railroad has their own way of doing things. Some are implementing PSR. Some already have implemented. Some have declined to implement it. But we all have the same focus on improving operating performance. And if we can establish clear expectations about when we expect to receive traffic and be consistent when we deliver traffic to other railroads, that helps improve the overall service product.
So I presume that where you meet and connect with another railroad, that you're in direct conversation to coordinate services.
Yep. We have been historically, and we are now. There's been a lot of change this year as several of the major railroads have adopted prestigious scheduled railroading, each doing it in their own way, of course. So that means we have to work hard to be coordinated.
One of the things I've read is that Hunter Harrison worked to get rid of hump yards in favor of flat switching. Is Norfolk Southern doing that? Have you done that?
We have. Again, the focus is on handling cars the most efficiently and keeping the steel wheels rolling. Some places, especially in high-volume locations, hump yards make sense. In other cases, Norfolk Southern was running hump yards to handle relatively small volumes of cars, so we've converted those yards to flat switching. That enables cars to get in, get processed, and get out more quickly. The focus is all on getting cars on their way the quickest way possible and the most efficient way possible.
But it would seem like with flat switching, you've got more kind of back and forth with yard locomotives.
Yes. Again, it's a function of volume. If I'm processing 2,000 cars a day, A system like a hump yard enables me to get those cars switched and going in the fastest possible time with the minimum amount of resources. But putting 400 cars a day through a 2,000 car capacity factory means those cars generally move slower and are handled less efficiently. In that case, flat switching is more effective.
So if you go to flat switching, does that open up some real estate that maybe you can use otherwise or get rid of?
We're always looking at our real estate portfolio. The goal, again, is not to run parking lots for cars. It's to keep them moving. And one of the ways that we measure our success is looking out at a railroad yard and trying to see all the way across it, where there are no cars there or not enough cars to block your view across the railroad. That means cars are out moving on the railroad as opposed to sitting in a railroad yard.
Yeah, and that's the mission.
Absolutely.
Does PSR affect any of your other infrastructure requirements?
It does. It's reduced our need for infrastructure. Norfolk Southern in the past has overinvested in infrastructure, and that's been bad for us and bad for our shareholders. This enables us to wring a lot more use out of our assets, both physical and mobile.
So what kinds of facilities or infrastructure have you been able to shed?
Well, it's not so much shedding as it is creating a capacity dividend for growth. And that's one of the things that underlies our implementation of PSR. We really try to minimize the disruption for our customers in order for us to provide a growth platform, enable us to continue to grow our freight volumes wherever possible. That's one of the key levers to our strategic plan, and we couldn't afford to take a break from growth. So now we're able to handle a lot more growth without commensurate investment in infrastructure, simply because PSR has enabled us to wring a lot more use out of those assets and avoid overinvestment.
Among the assets is motive power. Have you needed to increase or decrease the amount of motive power that you've got?
We've dramatically decreased. We've got more than 700 locomotives in storage this year. If you'd like to buy a locomotive, please talk to us.
I don't have room for it. Yes. But that's interesting. So what's the total fleet size of locomotives?
Total fleet size is between 2,500 and 3,000.
So pulling out 700 is a substantial change.
Absolutely. And every one of those locomotives that's sitting means that we don't have to fix it, we don't have to maintain it, and we don't have to put fuel in it.
What about personnel requirements? Have they changed under PSR?
Absolutely. We need to... Again, with fewer assets, we need fewer people to fix and maintain them. We've been able to eliminate circuity and handlings in our network. That helps drive a reduction in the number of train crews needed. Anytime you can move freight more efficiently, it tends to help your personnel requirements.
And do you see a payoff in terms of improvements in your operating ratio?
Absolutely. Norfolk Southern... has been a laggard in terms of operating ratio, and one of the things PSR and our adoption is designed to do is help improve our operating ratio and help deliver better returns to our shareholders.
And you're seeing that?
We have seen improvements in the operating ratio every quarter so far this year.
Okay, that's very encouraging. So what's in the future for PSR?
Well, for Norfolk Southern, it's continuing to improve the operating plan, looking at our infrastructure. But what we'd really like to do is take advantage of that capacity dividend that we've created. We think we're providing a much better service product, especially compared to where we were last year. And now we need to go out and sell that service product to our customers in order to grow the freight on the railroad.
And you can sell it in terms of better quality, better reliability, more capacity.
Absolutely.
Really interesting change in railroading, and I think a revolutionary change if you look at the history of the industry. John, I really appreciate your spending the time to educate us about PSR this morning. I wish you well, and we'll watch from a distance and see what Norfolk Southern does with it.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.